rest of the story. There was terror in the April twilight. A violent windstorm and Frank's home was ablaze. The conflagration had begun in a bedroom, yet whipped by the merciless wind, the flames had already spread to a dozen sites throughout the house. It was more than the firefighters could handle. Unable to block the path of destruction, they offered to go inside, perhaps to rescue a few important papers, but Frank told them that if his home could not be saved, nothing else mattered. And those who gathered watched helplessly, regarding one another with anxious eyes. Maybe that house had just been born bad, some said. After all, it had burned down once before. And this is the rest of the story. Maybe Frank built the house for the wrong reason to begin with. You see, he'd left his wife and children for another woman, a married woman. Still married himself, he'd built the home as a haven for him and his lover. And therein did they live, apparently happily, though scandalously, for years. Then one August, a deranged handyman, disapproving of the sinful arrangement of Frank's household, believing himself to be divinely guided, the handyman set fire to the home, and then he locked the top half of a Dutch door, the exit door, and waited outside with an axe, and as those inside the house fled the fire, crouching down to clear the door, the handyman wielding the axe killed them one by one. Frank was out of town at the time. Returning, he learned that seven people, including his lover and her two small children, had thus been murdered, and the home that they had shared had burned to the ground. Well, Frank rebuilt the house. Then 11 years later, one April evening, at the height of a tremendous windstorm, another fire broke out in the same house. The firefighters, exhausted, abandoned hope, and as the flames advanced toward the room in which Frank's most treasured possessions were kept, bystanders noticed that Frank, his hair singed, his eyebrows gone, in apparent resignation, dropped his head. And at that moment, there was a deafening clap of thunder. The wind shifted, driving the flames backward away from that one special room. And then the sky opened up and released a torrent of rain. And minutes later, the fire was out. The cause was later determined to have been nothing more than the result of faulty electrical wiring. And yet, the misfortunes that had plagued the house had not yet run their course. Built once, rebuilt twice, its hapless owner eventually tumbling into debt, nearly lost the home a third time to creditors. And still, more than 30 years after his death, the bleak house with the bleak history survives and is known by the name Frank gave it, a Welsh poet's name, which interpreted means shining brow. The name? Taliesin. Oh, yes, all your life you've known the accomplishments of a man often described as America's greatest architect, Frank Lloyd Wright. But now you've heard the saga of the secret home, the one that he built for himself. For now you know the rest of the story.